You are listening to a recording produced by the Shattered Sea. For more actual play, interviews, and articles on RPGs, visit ShatteredSea.com.
Okay, so this is week 4 for D&D Encounters, March of the Phantom Brigade.
It's been so long.
Yes,
yeah.
It's been so long since the last time. Anyone who did not use their action point last time, I strongly encourage you to use it this time. At the end of this encounter is the end of... At the end of this encounter is the end of the first chapter of the adventure. Between chapter 1 and chapter 2, months will pass. So, if you've got anything cool you've been holding back, this would be a good time to use it. You don't want to do anything to change.
Stealing power.
I'm just doing cool shit 24/7.
Yep.
Poop. Doing cool poop. Don't listen to me, kids. That's not good.
Language.
I know.
Okay.
I apologize.
Don't
tell your mom.
Okay, so after you guys finish your exploration of the, after you finish your exploration of the castle,
and the fountain,
you head back to tell Brothers Winter Shield that it's you know, all good. We encountered a little monster, but we're good to go.
Do we go downstairs? Do we go upstairs?
Yeah, we go about 4 steps and then it just drops off.
Yeah.
So you guys come up and you're like, all clear. And Malgrim and his rangers get there around the same time. They're like, yep, we're good to go. And Splinter Shield's like, we've got everything ready for the ritual. He's like, let's start bringing all the carts down. And while the carts are starting to come down, he's on the first cart. They're going to go down and they're going to start doing up the ritual. So, the sun is nearly behind the horizon as Brother Splinter Shield leads the approach to the castle. The caravan slowly advances to the base of the ruins. Then ascends the slope and passes through the gates into the safety of the castle walls.
So.
Meanwhile, night falls and torches are lit. Despite the trials that the settlers have faced during their journey, they are in good spirits and thankful for your assistance. So again, if we look back on this map, everyone's come through and they're starting to set up all their stuff inside the walls, and the clerics are going to do their ritual inside the perimeter there.
So, I would have informed Splinter Shield, you know, being a cleric himself, of the peculiarities of the graveyard. You know, probably mentions, like, it seems as though the grave markers have been tended recently, and that seems strange. Isn't that contrary to the reports that we've heard?
He's like, you know what? There are groups that pass by here from time to time. He's like, for all I know, it's just, you know, Wild Hermit or something. What's her name? Faldaria. She says, you know, the Feywild overlaps with some of the natural environment in this area. It's possible that maybe like a druid has come through and, you know, has done the right thing and shown some respect by clearing off the gravestones. So,
Is he sure of himself? Is he saying this?
No, this is the wizard.
Oh, yeah.
She's an elf, and
does she sound sure of this?
She seems confident. Like, she believes that's certainly a possibility. I mean, it sounds a little far fetched, but it's better than any other explanation you guys could think of.
All right, that's, you know,
yeah,
that's reasonable.
I find a little bit suspect, so I'm gonna go hide.
Well, the alternative is that
the undead.
The alternative is that somebody just comes here out of the goodness of their heart and cleans up the gravestone. Like,
right.
Well, yeah, I can picture a skeleton with a broom.
It could be someone mourning their dead, right?
But without, if someone did this without triggering the arcane pool of magic, a couple of things.
Do you have that orb equipped, Gary?
Oh yeah, it certainly does. All right. Okay.
A broom made out of teak.
Yeah, like I can sort of see. Like,
okay, so as the clerics are getting set up to start their ritual, I don't know exactly where to. Let's just assume it's sort of right here in this front area. They're setting up for that, and people are like unloading the wagons, and they ask, you know, can you help us out? And it's regular sort of activities, nothing special. So while this is going on, the whole encampment falls silent at the sound of a scream. Heads turn towards its source, and worried looks face an unnerving sight. The ruined circle that once formed the base of the central tower wavers as though distorted. Before your eyes, a ghostly apparition of a magnificent tower, translucent but completely intact, grows up from the base. Once the specter of the tower has reached its full height, it solidifies. In a matter of seconds, the massive central tower of Castle Inverness has come to rest in its original place, as solid as the day it was constructed. People are kind
of
freaking out.
I closed my jaw.
This means we will need to renovate less.
Actually, a few of the others have the same thing, like draw a sword or a club. Like, hold on, what's going on?
I would like to intimidate the tower.
Does anyone want to approach the tower?
I'm not going anywhere near this.
I push the wizard to it and I examine that.
Okay. I say no.
There's plenty of promotion going on. There's all the
carts that you guys have brought with you, and horses and people. So, like, someone had said they wanted to make stealth check. There's plenty of places to hide. That's not a problem.
Okay.
I approach the tower diplomatically. I will give you two of my cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings.
What?
I have no idea. Okay. What does the tower say to that?
Sorry, are you really going towards the tower?
No.
Is anybody going towards the tower?
I'm going to say Tower of Inverness for 700.
I climbed up on a cart to get a better view of it.
Okay, you look at it.
Is there no military attachments? No, there are no fewer than seven tanks. One of the clerics that works with brother Splinter Shields starts to walk towards it cautiously, and he looks like he walks right up and touches the tower. It's solid, it's absolutely solid. He walks around the whole perimeter and he goes,
I don't see any doors. It's all in this community.
It's a tower.
I like to ready my action.
Suddenly, Splinter Shield is like, calls all his clerics, and he's like, I don't like the look of this. We need to get started in this ritual immediately. And he's like, you know, cleric number one, go do this. Cleric number two, he calls all his guys. This guy who walked up to the tower immediately, you know, they all come, they grab their stuff, and they start to get ready to do the ritual, like, right now.
I keep my arrow pointed at the tower so I can shoot as a free action.
Okay. So it doesn't take them more than a couple of minutes. Like, clearly they were getting ready to do this anyway, and then this tower just appeared. Splinter Shield starts shouting, you know, go to this, go to this. And they form their circle and they start their chant, and just as they're getting ready here, so this is when we jump right in. Brother Splinter Shield takes up a position near the front gate of the castle ruins. Okay, that was this map here.
Okay.
You guys want to turn it so that it's closer to that side?
Ah! We're all dying!
We all slide off. What? No? Turn it.
Yeah.
Like bop it.
Yes. So the fountain's close to me.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Yes. We all get gutted by a tornado.
Can I shoot it over the action?
No.
Hold on.
Okay. So you guys are all on that side of the wall.
Don't hate me.
So basically, the inside of the castle is where Liam's sitting.
Can I be on a wall?
No. You guys are you're going to be right where all those guys are laying down.
Okay.
Okay. Brother Splinter Shield takes up a position near the front gate of the castle ruins. Together with a dozen accolades spread in a ring around the walls, he commences a ritual to cleanse and protect the site of the town from evil. For a few moments, all that can be heard in the ruins is the chanting of the cleric and his accolades, the nervous whispers of the settlers, and the haunting winds whispers across the wall of the castle.
Magnificent Six.
The ritual is interrupted mere minutes into the process when Brother Splinter Shield lets out a cry of alarm. Marching up the path to the moat of the castle ruins are several animated skeletons and a small number of rotting corpses.
Heebie-jeebies.
Brother Splinter Shield resumes the ritual after he calls for aid defending the castle ruins. Okay. So, you just gotta imagine that many things are happening at the same time. There are undead approaching from all sides of the castle. But Malgrim and his rangers are able to form choke points all around. And you can see there's cliffs on the side. So they're very easily defensible, especially for the rangers firing their bows. This front gate is the only area that's going to be a real problem. And Malgrim and his group have everything else under control. And Malgrim is basically instructing me, he's like, go to the gate, keep the front gates, keep anything from passing through the front gates. Okay, so this is where we start.
Okay. The Grim Reapers. The Reapers 5.
Don't fear them.
Yes, I'll try not.
The guys with the sides, these three guys are the zombies.
Zombies?
Yeah. At this point, you don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Range guys, get up on the wall, shoot them. Everyone else, engage them in melee.
Okay, good. Give me that back. Me and my brother Splinter Shield.
Okay. Or battle hat.
It's a dudette.
Okay.
With a beard.
It's a dwarf.
A dwarfette.
Dwarf.
Dwarfette with a beard.
Dwarf. D-O-R-F. Dwarf.
Dwarfin.
Dwarfin
asshole.
Dwarf.
It's Dolph Lundgren is what you're saying.
Dolph?
Dolph? Dolph Lundgren?
D-A-U-L-S?
Okay.
He's deaf.
Deaf.
So it's going to be Winston, okay. John, Robbie, and then a bunch of the monsters.
All right.
So that's exactly where you guys start. Boom. So okay. All of these, anyone who's not in the archway is standing right next to a 10-foot wall.
Okay. Can I get up?
So
on your turn, you can try and climb up.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm moving over here, and then a glint of steel flies towards this guy's head, and that will be my cleaver in a whirlwind flurry.
Sure thing.
But only the glint of it. The cleaver actually goes over here.
Let's try and make this a backstab. Let's see if that goes for that.
Liam, keep it close under the three zombies just so I can tell which one's which.
Alright, so what's the backstab? That's 13 plus 3 is 16. 6 plus 2 is 18. 18 plus 7 is 25. 25 versus AC.
Yeah. Nope. Is that green?
On this guy over, I'm green, yes. Okay. I don't roll damage anyway.
That will more than hit.
Alright.
Of course.
Minimum. 7 plus.
That's obviously on that.
18 damage.
Okay.
And that was a cleaver embedded into its skull. But I assume it's still moving.
Okay.
And that's my move.
Robin and start shaking it and it's
I'm not that close. I'm not that close to it. I don't have mage hand. Perhaps Barry can mage hand it back to me later.
You should be a gnome.
John,
perhaps
Robin.
You can pass my meat cleaver back to me later with your mage hand.
You should be a gnome.
What are you... What? So I'm like, hey, excuse me, wizard. Could you, middle fingers.
Run right to the middle. Very good. Trust me on this one. I pat you on the back.
Pat you on the ass.
I will file a lawsuit against you.
I knew it.
One was camaraderie.
That kind of
girl. No problem.
All right.
Just run forward. I got this.
All right. I'm gonna. Eric, can you handle one more? Because I think he wants to hop on with his buddy.
Sure can.
But it's just that next week that we're going to be repeating the exact same thing that they're doing now, right? So,
or you just want to sit and watch.
But no spilling the beans. They won't know what's coming up. Okay. Sorry, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Run right into the center. I'll cover you.
I'm going to.
There you go. Defy death.
Five. Wait, All right. I'm just going to do that.
Okay. Very good. I like this so far. Keep going.
Yeah.
I'm going to use...
stride bravely forward.
I'm going to use one power point to augment Battlemind's demands.
Okay. Yep. What does that do? That marks a whole bunch of them?
On these two.
Wait.
You want to mark those with the purples, just so we know?
Yeah.
All right. Bum, 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 bum.
Delicious.
Bum, 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 bum.
The bloody ones are also marked.
Okay. So you move, you mark.
Then you bash. Or do whatever.
And, that's all I've got for now.
What you should do is use your standard action to take total defense. It'll put all your D's up by 2.
Take what?
You total defense is a standard action.
Yeah.
Your defenses go up by 2.
I had no idea that existed.
Well, you should do it.
All right. To have it in 4th
edition,
no one's ever used that.
Yeah. I have the...
Okay.
All right, I'll do that.
Subtraction 2 points from the damage I did.
Okay. So I'd like to make an athletics check to climb up onto this.
Okay, throw it up.
15,
no problem. You managed to get to the top. Once you're up there, you can move one more square if you want to.
I would like to shoot his legs down.
Okay, which one are you shooting at?
The bloody one.
Okay.
Well, he's not really bloody. He's already lost.
Okay, roll it up. Make an attack roll.
Okay.
I thought Smite Undead was a blast. I've never played it in Vine Care.
I played that character for 20 weeks last time. They fought Undead once.
Yeah.
What'd you roll?
Next week is the last
character. Versus armor class. And that's on the bloody guy?
Yeah.
That hits him. How much damage?
Okay, remember, focus fire on Winston.
Yeah, kill Winston, everybody.
Yeah.
How much?
I got 6.
Plus your dexterity or your strength or whatever?
Holy. Plus
2.
It's just plus
2. So how much altogether? 6?
6, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody performs minor standard action to throw the cleaver back in.
Kick the cleaver out of his skull.
Oh, no. Don't attack me. Don't attack me.
What hilarious behavior. Even through the dental train?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is your coolest story of the party.
No, don't worry. I got you covered.
you're dead.
This, of course, is back when I thought Spider Dead was a blast, but.
Okay, the two skeletons on battle lines?
It'll work out.
Ooh. I've been separated.
21 versus armor class?
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
15 versus armor class?
That's not gonna hit.
And on the cleric? 8 versus armor class? 23 versus armor class?
One hits.
6 damage.
I can deal with that.
Okay, Barry, you're up. So you managed to climb up, no problem.
Okay, arc of lightning on these two dudes.
Yep, roll it up.
Good job.
11 plus 4 plus 1. 16.
16 is your exact number.
Okay, on that one and that one. 3. No, that's
okay. The skeleton explodes as the lightning hits him. Kaboom!
Minions.
Okay.
Minions, good! Oh, that means there's no point in shooting.
Okay. Noah, you're up.
Alright. So, this guy right there, right then and there, I actually take out my longsword. He's not bad with it.
Reflex, plus 5 plus 12. What are you doing here?
My breath weapon.
Oh, okay. And on the skeleton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus 5 versus reflex.
It's okay.
19
will hit him. And he's leaning so the cold blood pulls him away.
Okay, now I'm going to make an athletics check to jump on the wall.
To climb up the wall? Yep, go ahead.
Oh, that should do it.
First time, you're done.
Boom.
Finally.
Okay. Leo.
One, two, three. All right, so I'm going to run up here.
Yep.
And I rolled up a lesser aspect of wrath on that guy. Got a 17 to hit. 17 on the die.
Yep.
Plus, so 24.
Yep, more than enough.
All right, I do 11 points of damage to him.
It's exactly what he had left, 11. He's gone.
All right. Until the ending encounter, I have a plus one power bonus to attack rolls, and any enemy that ends its turn adjacent to me takes 2 radiant damage.
Oh, they're totally
strong. Just remind me of that on your turn.
Yeah.
They're totally about
so my cleaver is in there somewhere.
Right. And you don't need any healing now, do you?
No, not really.
All right.
Okay, that's so... Zombies from full to nothing. Nice one. Anything else? Okay.
So zombies. Before the zombies can even attack, they get one of their numbers out. Okay. I take care of the blue one. You take care of the purple
one. Oh, he's standing on my cleaver. Come on.
Okay. So the first zombie attacks Battlemind. And he rolls a 21 versus armor class. And the other one will attack Liam's character, also a 21 versus armor class.
It hits.
Okay. See which big damage dice I'm using?
Wait, what was that plus two?
Okay, battle mind, 5 damage.
Alright.
Cleric, 12 damage.
It's cool. It's still just below maximum. Don't worry, you'll be getting tons of that soon. We're going to hold this down.
This zombie reanimates in this square.
Damn it.
All right.
But he is going to still be bloody. He stands up. He also attacks Leo.
Go for it.
Okay.
And 22 versus armor class.
Wait, that no, hits. I'll use rapid shot.
Or actually, that'd be versus reflex. 20 versus reflex.
It also hits by far more.
13 points of damage.
All right.
You are grabbed. Good. However, he ends his turn in the square next to you. He has risen as a minion, and he immediately just crumbles to dust around you. So he managed to stand up, do a little bit of damage, and then just toast.
That guy takes 2 radiant damage.
2 radiant.
And the color is that purple. One. He's adjacent.
Yeah, it wasn't his turn yet, though. It's at the end of their turn.
Okay. Good first round. Okay, Winston. All right. And John.
Here's
then
what
Robbie.
He did. Okay, that's 17 plus.
Where are you, dude?
I'm over here, but here's what I'm doing, though. I'm using my broken bastard on this guy. So I did a small tackle trick. So I do like a low ninja run over here.
Yeah.
At 7 squares.
At 7?
Yeah. And I shake it upwards into its ribcage.
Okay.
And but that would hit, though, with a, I believe, a 26.
Yeah, the zombies are super easy to hit. They just have lots of hit points.
I'm bloodied, by the way.
So it's 16 damage.
16, 1, 6. That's on the purple one?
Yes, 16 damage on the purple. Okay. And as a minor action, I pick up my cleaver.
You guys just have to hit now.
18. Okay, that guy's purple guy's bloodied as well. Okay.
Did you
get
combat advantage
on attack? Yes, that was a tactical trick. You adjacent to an ally of mine, I had combat advantage.
Do you get to move your full move for that?
Yes, that's a full 7 squares with no opportunity.
Because I know there's one of the rogue powers, you only have to move like 3 squares.
Yeah, that's a tumbling trick. That's what if I do like a backflip somersault thing.
Okay, John, you're up. Rob, you're going to be after John. And you guys can see and hear more undead are sort of coming, like... There's like waves of there's gonna be more. Like basically at each point during the encounter I gotta add more monsters. So for now, it's just it's nonstop. More monsters.
So we can sort of see in the distance a bunch more sort of loping.
Perhaps we make a wall of dead bodies and just like 300 it up.
Yeah.
Alright. Who's a Dennis Bort?
The weakness is that the kill bots have a preset kill limit.
Healing surges, guys, healing surges.
Heal yourself. You're fine.
I'm fine. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to shift one.
Okay.
Ooh, I was going to go there. It's okay, though.
Oh, are you?
It's fine. Don't even worry about it.
All right. Okay, I'm going to try and take out this guy. So, using World Slipping Advance. 15 plus a lot more to AC.
Against zombie or skeleton?
That's a zombie.
Yeah. That'll hit.
Yeah. And I did 5 plus 4, 9 damage.
Oh, which color? Purple?
Yeah.
Sorry, 9 altogether?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not happy. Anything else?
No, I think that's all I'm gonna do.
Okay. Robbie, you're up.
Okay.
And so, the skeletons are after that.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is make an athletics check to jump over the
difficult terrain.
Well, you're 10 feet up right now. So you can just climb down or you can jump down. If you jump down and you don't roll well enough, you're going to fall and end up gone.
I think I'm going to just climb down.
Okay. It's an athletics check. It's super easy.
6. So
plus?
14.
Yeah, no problem. You scurry down the wall, you're good. So that costs you 2 squares of movement to get down. So 2 to get to that square. So now you got whatever you have left. So hang on, that side thing, what is that? That's a...
You knocked me over.
The slope. The squares represented by the slope are difficult terrain. Any creature that enters one of these squares must make an acrobatics check or fall prone. So they're sort of, they're like raised up. You can go there, they're just a little bit tough to move around.
Okay, so I guess I'll make an acrobatics check.
Yep, go ahead.
21.
Oh yeah, no problem. You scamper over it, the sand sort of shifts beneath your feet, but you're fine.
Is this difficult terrain?
Yes, but so you can get to there, no problem. If you move anymore, that zombie's going to get to attack you.
I can go for like 15 more minutes.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Okay. Can I attack this guy?
Yep, bring it.
Okay, so I'm going to cross the strike because he's probably going to attack me and...
Sure.
Okay. So,
roll it up. I think all the roll powers are versus your reflex or
AC.
Yeah, it's your dexterity versus.
Okay. Oh, here comes the skeleton.
Yeah.
Oh no, not archers.
I take care of the archers, okay?
Sure.
Roll up your attack, Robbie.
Okay. 21,
that'll hit. Roll the damage.
Okay.
Wait, Barry can just do arc lightning.
7.
Perfect. Okay.
And we can only get 1
yeah,
or 2.
Guys dead. Exactly.
He explodes.
But he's going to reanimate next turn.
There's a very good chance he will come back on his turn.
Looks good thing you have that baby.
Okay. So, 4 new skeletons move into the zone. This guy goes to here.
Uh-oh, he's getting through.
These guys will just attack. These guys have ranged weapons. They shoot at these two guys.
I get past my AC.
I fall prone.
You can do that on your turn.
Okay,
so let's start over here. Which of these guys, there's two adjacent to the battle line, so they're both going to attack them. 21 versus AC.
You deal with the guy
13 versus AC.
I'll deal with the Rangers.
Yeah.
That will not hit.
That's my job.
They can shift one square before or after the attack. So the one guy does not want to be in the aura.
So he's going to shift after the attack.
Can I slide him off the battlefield?
And the damage on that one is 5 points of damage from the skeleton. This one over here attacks the tiefling. Nope, 11 versus armor class. I assume we'll miss.
Wait, which skeleton shifted?
That guy.
Alright.
Try to get out of the aura.
Attack it if you can.
Does your mark do something to him when he shifts?
I can actually, if he's marked and he shifts, I get to shift one. Ah, crap. I get to actually teleport.
With you.
I get to actually teleport one square adjacent to him.
Yeah,
okay. There we go.
This guy, that guy already moved. Okay, these two guys fire off, one on each. So on the Ranger, 22 versus armor class.
That's a hit.
And on Barry, 10 versus armor class.
Miss.
5 points of damage. Barry, you're up.
Okay, Arc of Lightning. And so
two archers, yeah.
No, that's my job. You were
supposed to. No, you get that guy.
Barry can't see that guy from where he is.
15.
Yeah, that'll hit this guy for sure. Boom.
Plus,
and on this one?
17.
And one. So Barry takes out the archers.
Yes.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay, my turn.
Can I fall prone as a minor action?
You can fall prone.
Okay,
Noah, it's your turn. We have to after Noah.
Because he doesn't want to get shot.
Where's my
but, though here. They're not there anymore.
They got killed.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So what I'm
you rolled a 7. Who are you attacking?
I rolled a 7 plus 7, 14.
You're shooting at that guy right down there. 14 does not hit his armor class. You know that if he gets through and disrupts ritual, it's over. You need to do what you can to stop him from getting past.
Okay, so I still have a move and a minor.
Still have a move
can
and
I
a
jump
minor.
On him?
You can jump in front of him to block his path. That way, if he tries to go around you, you get an opportunity to attack. Or if, you have an action point, you can try and use that as well.
I've already used my action point.
Okay, so you're probably your best bet is to just put yourself between in front of him so that he can't get any closer.
Okay.
That means you got to jump off the wall, though.
I don't want to do that. I've already been off, but it's for the better of the place. Oh, and I put on aspect of the package.
So what is your roll?
Okay, I'm gonna move 3.
Okay, so you jump down. You get in front of him. Unfortunately, you fall prone.
But it's going to trip over me.
And you actually take 4 points of damage as you land.
What?
You sort of twist your ankle funny and you fall down to one knee.
Crunch.
Okay. Liam, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to run over here.
Whee!
And I a 19 versus AC.
Yep.
All right, for
yes,
9 points of damage. All right. So, everybody within 5 of me gains 5 temporary hit points. And then as a minor action, I'm going to do... Yeah, within 5. I'm going to do a healing word on... you need hit points, right?
I was at 22. Well, I was at 17 and I had 5 back.
They're temporary, though. So what's your... How many hit points do you have?
I've got 17.
17? Okay, you gain a healing surge plus 5.
Oh, sorry, what happened?
And I get 2 special hit points on top. Cool.
Do I get to spend that hit
right
now?
Yeah. No, that's it.
Okay. So let's see if that one wakes up.
Nice.
He does not. The zombie that got killed stays killed. However, new zombie comes onto the board.
What else is
there? Attacks Winston.
Oh, I see. New guy?
Yep, 21 versus armor class.
Yes.
And the other zombie attacks the battle mind. 15 versus armor class.
Sorry.
I did that backwards. 13 versus reflex.
Oh, reflex.
Yes.
Well, that just hits.
You are grabbed.
Damn it.
But you don't take any damage from the attack.
All right.
Sorry. Yours was a straight up hit, though. It hit,
okay.
Actually hit.
All right, this is the thing that went down?
Stacy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a new guy. He scored 7 points of damage.
So, minus temporary, I'm down to...
Okay. And now it's Winston, and then John, and then Robbie.
Okay. Here's what I do. I use a tumbling trick. So, try to hit me again, I'll just like say I'll somersault over here. And then I will use with a tumbling trick, I will try to attack this one here.
Yep.
With a broken master sword, so I bend its spine.
Skeletons are a lot harder to hit, but you only get hit them once.
15 AC.
15's not enough.
Yeah, alright. Unfortunately,
okay.
They don't hit him.
John, you're up. Robbie, you're going to be next. Think about what you want to do.
Alright.
So you're grabbed. So
yep.
You can, as a move action, you can try and escape. If you fail the grab, you waste your move action.
Right.
You either roll against his fortitude or his reflex using either your athletics or your acrobatics, respectively.
All right, I'm going to use...
Or you can just stay grabbed. I mean,
It's up to you. Does you don't suffer any attack penalties for being grabbed.
Oh, so I can just
he's smack
fight,
him. Yeah.
All right, then I'm
so
just
he's like, got you grabbed, he's trying to bite into you. And you figure, he's going to have a pretty good time of biting into you if he's grabbing you.
My mind is delicious. All right.
Yeah, my arm is delicious. It's scale now.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, but I said my mind is delicious. Okay,
alright. Are you going to try and escape?
I'm just
going to pound on?
Pound on.
Okay, he's fresh, he hasn't taken any damage yet.
Alright.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. World slipping advance.
Oh, wait. No. Robbie, you're coming up next. You know what you want to do?
So
God damn it, I can't use that.
Jelly, like a level 1 encounter.
Yes. 11 plus.
Oh, wait,
6. Yeah. 17 versus
armor class?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll hit.
What is their armor class?
And I did.
It's not very high.
I did 10 damage.
10 damage? What color is that? Blue?
Blue.
Okay. 10 points. Robbie, you're up. So you got a skeleton on one side of you and a zombie on the other side.
Okay. First,
you know that all you need to do is hit the skeleton, he'll die. The zombie's a lot tougher.
Okay, so I'm going to. So I'm going to try and hit the skeleton.
Okay. So roll it up.
Just like a normal attack.
Yep.
So,
all you need to do is hit him and he'll die because he's a minion. Okay. He's just, he's tough, he's hard to hit. He's...
Twelve,
unfortunately, is not enough. So you tried, but it just wasn't good enough this time.
Very
okay, good.
Yeah, I will.
Action point? You try it again?
Yeah.
Okay, give me another roll.
What'd
you roll?
19
is going to be more than 28. Boom! Kills him.
Nice.
Nicely Whoa. Done.
That's Koplami.
Nicely done. Okay.
I haven't done anything
but full turn. The skeletons. How many skeletons are there left on the board?
Two.
Just the two?
Three.
Okay.
Is anything else coming?
Yeah, you can see more coming. The two attack the battle line, because this happens to be right there. 9. 22 versus AC.
Yeah, that'll hit.
5 points damage.
Awesome, that was a temporary hit point.
Barry, you're up.
Okay, I will get back up.
Yep.
And use magic, arc lightning on those two zombies.
Yep, okay.
10 plus 4 plus 1,
yep.
15.
No problem. They're really easy to hit. Oh, even 13 better.
13
yep.
plus 4,
so both
7.
Can hit, no problem.
17, 18.
Yep.
Okay.
Roll it up.
1d6 plus 5. 6 plus 5.
Oh,
11.
Yep.
4 plus 5, 9.
Done. Nice.
Oh, that's right. 4 plus 5, 9. 10 plus
that.
1, 10.
Yep, I added that. Okay, so that was. Which one was already hit? Who scored 10 points on a zombie a minute ago?
Me.
That was you? Okay, so that one is bloody. Okay, Noah, you're up.
Okay.
Liam, you're up to Noah.
Oh, and I fall prone again.
So I move.
I fall prone again.
So I use my move action to stand back up.
Okay, move action to stand up. Done.
And so, seeing as this zombie is bloody, I'm going to make sure that if it's not bloody, it's not going to do anything. So I use my clever shot.
Okay. D20's over.
Four.
Which probably won't, but do the math.
4, 7, 11.
Unfortunately, that's not going to do it.
Liam, not having a good time.
Liam, you're up.
All right.
And I use my minor action to do aspect of dancing serpent and shift 1 square. All
right, I got to
hit it.
Okay. You want to take over my character? I gotta go. So you can take over this character.
So I run in to attack that zombie with Smite Undead. That'll be a 25 versus Will.
Oh, absolutely.
7 and 2. So I do 9 points of damage to it.
Radiant damage?
Yeah.
What?
9 points radiant damage. But I also push it 5 squares. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it is immobilized.
Okay. Good job. Okay. Is there a save ends on immobilized?
Until the end of my next turn.
Okay, there's nothing he can do. He just sits there. The one that's got the battle mind grabbed, however, tries to take a big bite out of your brain.
No.
And he rolls a 21 versus armor class.
No. My brain! My brain!
My delicious battle
And he rolls 17 points of damage.
He has oh my
a
god.
A lot of extra damage if he has you in that grab.
Oh my god.
Are you dead?
No, but that hurts.
Are you bloody?
Yeah.
Winston. Show them how it's done, brother.
Yes. With this dice, I'm going to hold it up again. Go.
You see many more skeletons on the horizon.
All right.
How many?
First thing I do.
What?
I use a tumble. I use
Don,
a trickster thing.
Yeah.
There.
That lets you shift.
All right. Don't shoot a tumbling ship. And I'm going to strike this one.
Yeah.
No, actually, that doesn't work that way.
Just go for the one that's flanked.
Yeah.
I can just hit him and drop him. More skeletons are about to come into the fight. You've got to get rid of some of these monsters.
Three over here.
Okay.
And then I'll hit this guy.
Okay.
Right. With the sneak attack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a two.
Do the math. His armor class is really low. All
right. 2 plus 7 is 9. 9 plus 2 is 11 AC.
Flanking bonus?
With 11. Yeah, it's 11. Sorry.
Not enough.
Fail.
Action point or do you already use it?
I already used my action point.
Okay. John.
Oh, my God.
All right. I got to get free this time?
I got to get, yeah.
You want to use your athletics or your fortitude? Or your athletics or your acrobatics?
Athletics.
Okay, roll it up.
13 plus 7, 20.
Done. So you managed to free yourself.
Thank God.
And he's still like, arr, arr, and all your blood is rolling down his chin. Arr, arr, arr.
Not happy. I'll shoot.
Take my mind, will you?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to...
Clearly the zombies do a ton of damage, so and that one's in bad shape. If you hit him,
I'll take him out.
A pretty good chance he's going down.
All right, I'm going to hit him.
Robbie, you're going to be up next. Figure out what you want to do.
World snipping advance. So 14 plus 6 is 20.
Absolutely hits. Damage?
10.
More than what number was that guy? Blue?
Blue.
Right to the number, 0.
Nice.
Sweet.
And he will not reanimate on his turn.
All right,
that was awesome.
And I get to shift.
What else are we gonna face?
We don't know yet.
One square adjacent to it. Okay. So I get to move. I'll move there.
All good? Okay.
You should mark some more people.
Oh, man.
No, I'll take care of them this
but
time.
In order,
yeah,
in
but
order
you can only hit one.
No, I can hit two.
You can hit two?
Yeah, I use rapid shot.
Yeah,
okay.
In order for me to like mark more than one, I'm going to need to throw it at the next action.
What?
Oh, God, wow.
What is that? You take care of those two.
Okay.
I hope they're minions, so they're going to get to...
Take care of those two.
I don't know.
No, I'll take care of those.
We should
just
see what happens.
Son of a bitch.
Let's meet you guys again.
Yeah.
Okay. All these attacks are versus armor class. These two guys, this one, is anyone playing his character?
I'll run it.
I'll do it.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, nope. So he's Sorry. Got, yeah, he's going to get hit with that. Battle Mind, 13 versus AC.
Ooh la la.
No. Don't worry.
Those two guys also attack you. 8, 22. So you'll get hit once. So Battle Mind takes 4, and Winston's character takes 5. Actually, these two guys will come right up.
I'm in a bad way.
Okay, those two guys attack the Ranger. 18 versus armor class and 23 versus armor class. These two try and shoot at. No, they're not going to be able to see Barry. This one shoots here and this one shoots here. So against the cleric, a total miss. Against the rogue, 21 versus armor class.
Okay.
Noah, you take 4 points, and Robbie, you take 3 points.
I'm in. Where's my pencil?
Okay. Barry, you're up.
Okay.
Noah, you're going to be after Barry.
I will get up.
Yep.
And take out those two.
No, no, those are my jaw.
You're next.
Those guys right there.
Dude, you got to take care of those because they're going to get to the room
okay.
Right now.
Okay, I will. I will get up and take out those two.
Yeah, you should just shift.
Okay.
Eight plus.
Is it versus reflex?
Four, yeah, versus reflex plus one, so that's 8, 12, 13.
No, not enough.
Okay, and the other one?
Oh, no, you missed. So you tried, but you missed.
Okay, and then I will fall prone again.
Okay, Noah, you're up. Okay. Liam, you're up to Noah.
Immediately, I shift away so I can shoot him. I use rapid shot against him.
Okay.
14 plus... 7 minus 19.
Yes.
And 10. 14.
14. You sure?
Yeah, 14.
I thought it was 10 plus 7.
15. It's just I take the penalty.
Oh, okay. Nag's going to miss the second one.
Okay.
Oh, 15? 15 hits.
No, it's 14.
14.
No, look. Oh, yeah, it's 15.
15
oh, yeah.
hits.
Wow. Okay, I took
it's
care of
them. Always important to do the
math. Okay.
Oh, and I get to shift one more. Oh, and I still have...
You saw the Dancing Serpent, right?
And I shift one more square.
Yeah, you can't see anything from back there. Keep in mind, that's a solid wall.
So I'm actually going to stay there and shift one square.
Okay. So right now, all you can see is the tiefling. Is again there.
Cool, so you regain hit points equal to your healing surge, plus two.
Alright.
I pocket the two bonus hit points.
Yep. That's what I love about that build.
So I am no longer bloodied.
Are there any more zombies on the map? Oh, that one.
Yeah.
And immobilized.
I won't be immobilized at the end of Liam's turn.
Yeah. This is going to be problematic. I'm going to go into flank here.
Okay.
What else is
strike at that zombie that's just right in front of me.
Skeleton.
So it'll be 17 versus AC.
Yep. The skeleton.
Yep. Smash him. That'll be my turn.
Okay. The zombie is no longer mobilized. He moves. Who's this?
That'll mind.
He's got a taste for blood.
Hates the
18 versus armor class. Oh, wait, does he have a flanking bonus? He does. 20 versus armor class.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Sorry, dude. No, shit, that would have been the grab attack first. 16 versus reflex.
Yeah, you grabbed me.
Okay, so no damage, but you grab.
Yeah.
Not again.
I got to get out of that.
Someone's got to kill him, or you got to get out of there.
Okay,
Winston's character, and then John, you're next.
All right, Winston tumbles into flank.
Okay.
He's going to then do a... dagger, I guess.
Winston has to hit. He should be able to do enough to kill.
Yeah. So that'll be 14, 16 versus AC.
I'm a zombie, more than enough.
All right. Cool.
You can do 9 points.
You're going to throw in my backstab?
I'll roll the dice first. You may not need it.
Yeah, so that'll be 7, and then the backstab will do an extra D6.
Okay.
10.
Dead. And hey, wait, let me see if he's going to come back.
Does he come back
he
to grab
come
you?
Back
oh.
On his turn.
Cool. Oh, no.
You guys don't know that. I just want to
know. So he dies with his arms around me, and then he reanimates my face. That's
like
awesome.
Okay, John, it's your turn.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to...
So right now, every monster on the board right now is a minion.
Right.
Your objective now, assuming that you don't have any more zombies coming in, is to make sure they don't get through that gate.
Right.
If you're still bloody, feel free to use your second wind.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
I'm actually not bloodied at this moment.
Okay.
Because of that healing.
I should have just chomped on you.
No.
Okay. So what are you going to do? You just going to pound on one of those minions?
Because I'm a dwarf, I can use cast iron stomach. Oh, sorry.
No. Your second bitch. Wind is a minor.
Dwarven resilience, though, means that my second wind is a minor action.
Yeah. So do that?
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's a good start.
And I'm going to use a healing surge.
Ooh,
I'm going to
intimidate the
clown. That's a right
effort. If you roll, it's only on a save throw.
Okay, 24.
If you roll a save throw and you need to get 10 and you roll 6, you can use that for roll up to 10.
Alright, and I'm going to wail on this guy right here.
Yep. So.
Wait.
Oh, son of a...
The skeletons are armor class of 16. So all the minions, 16 is your number.
Are these two guys minions?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to...
Anyone who's not a hero is right now... So that's not going to do enough?
What are
no, because
they're all skeletons. I just didn't have enough skeletons. Okay, so Robbie, you're up next.
Okay.
But remember, the objective of your group is to make sure that none of the monsters get through the gate. There are more monsters coming.
Still more? Like,
they're outnumbering you. If you know, so I mean, right now, as you've seen the last couple of rounds, a few of them have been trying to just sneak right around.
And it's only been me that's pinning their way.
Hasn't this guy been taking radiant damage from me?
No.
Right.
He hasn't ended his turn next to me.
Okay.
Whose turn is it?
It's Robbie's turn, and then the skeletons.
Of which there is a lot. So, I think I'm going to get out here. Or do I have to take an athletic or acrobatic?
Nope, you're good. You rolled so awesome the first time, I'm not going to... You probably can't fail that check.
So, I'm going to try and hit that guy.
Okay, roll it up.
No, you were here.
No, you were there. Yeah. Roll it up. More than enough. Boom, take them off the board. Done and done. Okay.
You.
Okay, how many skeletons we got left? Okay, this guy moves over to here. This guy's going to hit you and then shift to there because you got the radiant aura up.
Yeah.
And these two archers will both shoot at the dragonborn.
What?
Okay.
No, they can't.
So first the guy.
They definitely can.
First on the cleric. 15 versus AC. On the tiefling, a 1. And the two archers. Ooh, a crit. That's my first crit all night.
Oh, no.
That's
going to
be 8 points.
8 points? I am at 10 health on bloody.
Okay, let's bloody up the dragonborn. Barry, you're up.
Okay, I will get up and take out these two.
Oh, there's your ride. Okay.
I will take out these two.
Go time? Can we do 5 minutes? You can watch. Okay.
Just 5 minutes.
Yep, no, we just gotta get to the end of the round and then something's gonna happen.
Anyway. Arc lightning, these two?
Yep, roll it up.
7 plus 4 plus
in your hand.
12.
You need to roll a 9 or better.
Are they in your pockets?
9 or better?
You need a 9. You roll a 7, you roll a 9.
That explains that.
Plus 4.
Adding all that stuff.
4 on the floor.
Okay.
Oh, where did we find my dice?
One.
No. I lost all 7.
Okay. Now I fall prone again.
Okay, Liam.
All right.
Show us how it's done.
Liam the cleric or Liam the rogue?
Liam the cleric.
Okay. I'm going to get rid of this guy. Hope. I'm going to move in to attack him. That'll be 23. He explodes. I'll leave my turn.
Okay. So, this is what happens. There's 2 more rounds, and all that happens is more skeletons continue to come up. The next round, what happens is on the skeleton's turn, 8 more skeletons come in. First it was 4, then 6, then 8. At the end of the 6th round, the clerics finish their ritual, and this flash of radiance just pours out, and any undead creature that is still alive just crumbles to dust. Considering that all the characters are going to get to rest and get all their powers back at the end of this battle, I don't really see a lot of value in playing it out. We'll just call it.
Yeah.
You guys have more than enough healing surges. I mean, a couple of you guys are bloodied, but there's enough of you there that you'd still have no problem defeating them. I think it would have been pretty close, though. So that happens, and everyone's all like, "All right, high fives!"
Woo!
You know, they got that. Then this is where it gets important. I want to make sure we got to this. So after the ritual is completed, and Brother Splinter Shield comes up, and you guys are all like, you know, "Oh, good job, good job." Someone comes up, and they're like, "Malgrim, Splinter Shield, come forward to the gates. Hurry, hurry." So you guys have come in, and then one of the scouts is like, "Hurry, hurry, hurry." So Splinter Shield and Malgrim both run up, and you guys are in tow, and A ghostly soldier strides up the path, stopping just short of the place where the ritual was performed. The spirit looks back and forth across the ground in front of him, as though examining a barrier that no one else can see. He looks up and calls out towards the castle in a raspy, otherworldly voice that echoes across the ruins. Who dares bar my path? Me, Salazar Vladistone. What right do you have to keep me from my sacred ground? Send forth the one responsible for this disrespect so that I might slay him and break this spell. And ever there's some mumbling and grumbling, and people are like, oh my god, what's going on? And Splinter Shield walks up all Mr. Confidence, and he's like, I'm the one, I did this ritual. And he's like, you know, this is now our ground, it's holy ground, you're not welcome, go away. And,
Hard sell.
Splinter Shield, like, super confident, super arrogant. He knows the ritual is done, and there's no way this ghost is getting through the ritual. He doesn't care who it is.
I'm going to narrow out the ghost.
He starts going on, I bless this in the name of Morden's will. We're going to start a church here. We're going to start a town here. None of you or any other evil will stop us. Go away. And meanwhile, Salazar is like, angry. He is really angry. And, let's see, what does he say? You guys had found, Liam's character had found when he was searching the graveyard, one of the tombstones had a name of Olivia Gladstone.
Yeah.
Same name. And, you're like, you know, maybe you mention that to him, like, you know, are you here because of this? And he gets really angry. He's like, do not speak her name. You have not earned the right. She was a saint. And she's like, he gets really, really, really ticked off at the whole thing. And, let's see, blah, 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 blah. Unfortunately, I mean, if we had 15 more minutes, we could have played it out. You can ask him questions, but he's really arrogant about the whole thing. And what you would have found out during the course of the back and forth is, as he's a ghost, and his final resting place is far away, and it takes him a number of days to travel. He comes here, this was his wife's grave, and he's the one who's been tending it, but then he has to return to his own grave. He's like a cursed ghost. He has to keep going between the two places. And now that this ritual has been performed, he can no longer get in, and he is angry, like really angry. Any attacks, some of the guys try and throw things at him, and he just keeps like disappearing and reappearing. He doesn't seem to take any damage. Even if it's a radiant attack, it doesn't matter. Finally, after, you know, realizing that he's not getting through and Brother Splinter Shield's not backing down, he's like, you have denied but a single tortured spirit this night. We shall see how you fare against the Phantom Brigade. And he turns and he walks away and he faints as he walks away into the darkness. So,
well, we don't get to punch you again.
That's sort of the cliffhanger at the end of chapter one. So chapter two, so we're not going to play next week. Chapter two takes place like 3 to 6 months later. So there's no actual effect as far as the numbers go, but one of the things that you want to keep in mind, just what do you think your character was doing during that time?
Punching.
So keep that in mind.
Improving.
At the end of the whole thing,
getting better.
Brother Splinter Shield offers to reward you guys with a magical item as a thank you for all your participation.
Very cool.
And he rolls up a vicious weapon.